Show.
All right. Episode 161 of the 580 Show. We got the OG boys, myself, Dante Frawley. What's up, boys?
Been a while.
I know.
Happening.
I
Been a
think,
while.
just started off by saying, sign up for Battle at the Bridge 3. It's on Iron Podium right now. We've got really, really good participation in the men's classes already, which is super awesome to see. I don't know if you can pull that up, Dante. I forget the exact numbers, but I think
Sure.
super heavyweight and 231s already are they're flying up. We have
Yeah.
one women's class with three or four people already open,
Open
but
is three, middleweight is two.
for women.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what's the men's participation?
I'm looking right now.
I think the super heavyweights have a
We have
decent amount.
150, we have 157 spots open.
Yeah, so 43
43.
spots taken already, which is really cool for 6 months out.
Five
Yeah.
175s,
That's good.
seven 200s,
That's good.
That's good.
seven 231s,
That's good.
seven heavyweight, super heavyweights,
Wow, that's pretty well
and
balanced. That's
two
awesome.
265s. And we got a
Yeah.
Masters 231, two Masters super heavies. We got
Yeah.
two novice men's 231. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mostly concerned. I mean, I want everyone to sign
Well,
up. It's obviously for everyone, but I'm mostly concerned about like those Arnold classes. I think it'd be so cool if you would have 12 plus. I know it's a pipe dream, but 12 plus in all the men's open classes, because then you have the four nationals bids with the Arnold bid too.
five.
Wait, five. Yeah, five.
Five.
Sorry. Good catch. Yeah. You have, yeah, if you have nine, you have four. If you have five, if you have 12. So I mean, you would have 25 nationals bids in one show just for
That's a
men.
lot, yeah.
That would be
And that
really, really cool.
the first year we did it, the super heavyweights did have five. We had five bids. It was
Yeah.
awesome.
Same
It
with
was
the
really
230,
cool.
same with the 231s.
Did you guys have, did you too? I didn't remember,
Yeah,
but
we had
yeah,
like
I mean,
14 people in the class.
and now that
You
has to
can
be
get
people
to
that
any.
show up. They got to actually show up,
Yes,
you
right.
know, like, so that's the other tricky part. So yeah, let's try to pump those numbers up. I think we have a ton of cool stuff. I actually just got some product from a sponsor right at my door, literally right before here. So shout out to Dude Wipes.
No, that's cool.
Dude Wipes sent over 300 products for us to give out to all the competitors and volunteers and everything like that, and have some extra for spectators at the show. So, dude, huge shout out to Dude Wipes for like a company that just
That's awesome.
helping out.
Yeah,
So,
we're going
well,
nuts for sponsors this
yeah,
year.
we're gonna have a lot this year, and hopefully, you know, quality over quantity. A lot of quantity, but hopefully, all quality sponsors, which is. Just appreciate everyone that helps us out with that. So, if you're a female open, men open, anyone, I mean, all classes are available, but I would love to pump those nationals bids up specifically. But definitely pumped to have novices, masters, teens stuff too. So, and we'll have updates with that. But yeah, I'm really excited for Bridge this year. I guess anything else going on in Strongman? We were talking about a couple of topics I want to talk about today,
Yeah.
but anything else really going on right now? I mean, a lot of people are getting prepped for the Arnold.
Yeah.
Dante, you're getting prepped for that.
Next weekend is the Bricktown Showdown, which I've talked about that on here before. I think it's the third one now, and I remember watching it last year, and it was a really awesome show.
Yeah.
If I remember right, it's a USS Pro Show or Pro Am Show,
Yeah, it's a
something like that.
USS Pro-Am.
Yeah, and they did an awesome job last year, so I definitely want to check that out next weekend.
Yeah.
It's on the 20th, so it'll be the Saturday. That's the biggest one that I can think of, other than like
DSL.
P oh, PSL.
DSL.
PSL is next
DSL
weekend.
January 20th. That's
Yeah.
next week in Baltimore. I really wish I could have competed, but being that close to Allie being pregnant,
Yeah.
just not worth it. I don't really want to
Dante's
cut right
streaming
now
there,
either.
right?
Yeah,
Yep.
Dante is doing the stream for it.
Yep.
So
Yeah.
that's huge. What's
That's
your
awesome.
Dante, you I mean, I obviously follow you, but what's the you put a you started a live stream like
Well, it's just like,
page.
yeah, on Instagram, it's just kind of like just for my production stuff, just keep it organized. And if people want to actually reach out for
Yeah, what
stuff,
is
you
it?
know, it's
Make sure you plug
Dante
it.
Petrella Productions.
Cool. Yeah,
It's
you got the
DPP underscore production on Instagram. I had to do DPP because DP wasn't allowed.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, and it's also like it's crazy. PSL, so they have like 50 people competing in Baltimore. And that's without super heavyweights, because remember, their
Yeah.
weight class. Dude, they have, without just counting, they have at least 2105 signed up.
Yeah, they have a lot.
They have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. They have 15 90s. They have 680s. They got 482s. But like the 105s are insane. They have to have 25 105s.
What's the
Is
lady
Luke?
participation
Is
look like?
Luke? It's horrible. Is
No
Luke
good.
Davis actually coming over for that?
I don't know.
Is he on the competitor list?
Yeah, 105s.
Is
He
Rihanna
might
doing
be.
it?
No, she's not on the list.
I thought
A lot
she
of
was doing
familiar
something.
faces on there. Jimmy Harris, who's a really good
Okay.
one. Man, I know a lot of people. We know a lot of people on this 105 list. Adam Knotts, I've known through doing shows in West Virginia. I don't know if you guys know him.
Yeah.
Luke, Mark Magistro.
He's on our shows.
Daryl Aldridge, who's a Strongman Corp state chair. Eric Olmsted, obviously, we know. Jake Arthur, we know. Jimmy Harris, I already mentioned. 105s, 90s. I don't really know any 90s. Charlie Doher or Dugher. He's one of Nick Hines' guys.
Yep.
Don't really know any other 90s, to be honest. 80s, I know some of them. But there's only five total women. That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
there's only 164 woman. I should have Allie go compete pregnant and just qualify as a 64.
I'll give her something to do when she gets back.
Do you think that's because of the, I mean, obviously this is speculation on our part, but like, do you think that's because of not having the centralized qualifier? Or like,
maybe.
This isn't even just specific to the women. Like the class year, the 80s was at Denver last year, right? Like they channeled everybody to one
ago.
2 years ago. Okay. So they channeled everybody to one location. And I'm wondering if that might be why the participate. Well, it's also right after the holidays makes it
right
tough.
After the holidays, a lot of people are prepping for the Arnold. That's a tight turnaround for the Arnold. Cause we're what?
Six
six,
weeks at that
six
point.
Weeks out from the Arnold.
Oh dear God.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Doesn't even
you
feel
know,
like it.
I don't think Baltimore is a bad location. I know that's low, yeah, it's hard. I think they had another qualifier in Huntington Beach. So the two qualifiers, they had one of the qualifiers was Huntington Beach in California, and then this one's Baltimore. So definitely sucks if you're a Midwesterner. But no, I mean, it's cool. You can only have so many opportunities for it. I get it. It's still growing. I really hope Tyler Purdue keeps a way to keep this going. And they obviously had all the stuff with Clash that's kind of been a shadow over their head. So definitely cool. The events, axle clean and press ladder, a basket deadlift, a yoke carry into sandbag load, a frame carry that's 70 feet, and then a stone over bar. I think all Clash PSL shows end with the stone over bar, that last man, which I love.
Yeah, it's an awesome event.
I don't know if you guys saw, but I encourage anyone listening, go check out the frame that PSL had made on Instagram.
Okay.
Big shout. I just want to take a second to look at it because I want to give the guy who made it props. It's a strongman company. It's like the Pig Iron Works or whatever that guy's name is.
Oh, yeah.
Metal,
okay.
Pig Iron Metal or whatever. I think it was just on his story. But you
Hey,
guys know what I'm talking about, right? Pig Iron
Dante,
Metal Works.
You think you could plug in a picture of it?
Yeah,
producer.
Sure.
Well, the Instagram is pig_iron_metalworks, and he made a frame for PSL that is sick. And it's on his story right now, but it's one of the cooler frames I've ever seen. So definitely check that out. It's always cool to see like innovative strongman stuff. And he does like crazy paint jobs on strongman equipment too. If you ever want to see it, he has a ton of posts.
That's
it's
cool.
really unique. So, but yeah, that shows probably one of the biggest things happening around here.
For sure.
In the next couple weeks, America's Strongest State, the finals that they're calling it.
Where is that?
Jacksonville.
Okay, that's cool.
February.
Is it Jacksonville?
Tallahassee.
Okay.
February 17th.
Okay, so that's about a month out.
It's such a cool idea. Obviously, we talked about it on the pod, like when we had that idea, and I've talked to Brandon who runs it, but it just needs to find a way to make it. I think the timing was really bad. Like, I know for us to go all the way up to Massachusetts for Team PA, which is a 10, 11 hour drive, 12 hour drive the week after Christmas was tough.
Yeah, but I think
cool idea.
The idea in motion is good, though, right?
Definitely, definitely. It's like anything. It's easy to be critical of it, and they're just working out the
right.
You know, like
how do we make it better?
Honestly, if it was me, I would do like how I would do the regionals or whatever as
Is that
a.
what this last weekend was?
Yeah, the last week was
Okay.
like, you know, Northeast. I would do it like Static Monsters. You have
Okay.
to, you have to go to a gym in your state as a gym. If multiple states want to meet up, like that are close, like Rhode Island and, you know, whatever, you know, they can go do that. But like, do the regionals all just like online, submit it, and then have the America's Strongest State where you actually go. Because I mean, I think about for myself, you know, January 6th, you travel decently far, depending on what your state is, to go there. And then, like, 5 short weeks later, you have to go to Tallahassee, Florida. You know what I mean? It's just a
Sure.
lot of it's a lot of travel, but I
Sure.
love the idea. But yeah, I'd be curious what people thought about that
I'm
too.
sure it's going to evolve into something pretty cool. And
Sure.
it already
Yeah.
is. It started off cool, so it's gonna keep going. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was scanning Iron Podium to see if there's anything else super crazy, but I don't think, I mean, ton of shows coming up.
Yeah,
But
for sure.
yeah, I want to watch that Bricktown too, because I'll be in Dante's chat on the PSL qualifier, because I'll
For
be
sure.
excited to watch
Yeah.
that. So definitely follow Dante's account, because he's been trying to stream more and more, and he's been doing a really good job with it. So but yeah. What else were we talking about? We're talking about some topics in Strongman. What do you guys want to start with? I was
Good.
well, we were talking about two topics. I want as much feedback as possible on it this week. I'd be
Yeah.
curious what people think. I think they're two really good topics.
Uh-huh.
The you know, the first one is like all these crazy obscure events in Strongman versus like more blue blood events.
Right.
And like, don't get me wrong, we've done creative-ish
Sure.
events at shows. I'm a huge fan of like shows like the Arnold, and I'm not taking a dig at anyone. I'm really not.
No.
But like big shows like the Arnold, Nationals, whether it's Strongman Corp, USS, OSG, having more what we would say like blue blood events.
Right.
I'd be curious what people think of that. I always like innovation. I think it's good. I think sometimes people try to get a little too cute with
Yeah, and
events.
I do think it's relevant. I mean, OSG's press ladder and the Ruck Medley, Ruck Survival Challenge, it was different. I mean, most like we haven't really seen that before. The Arnold has the press medley, the squat's a little bit different. Wasn't there another one? Oh,
The
the Jimmy
sandbag
Snuggler.
toss is weird.
Yeah, the sandbag toss is a little bit different than what we're used to, and it's like,
Pressing with chains.
yeah, so
See,
like,
I like Lynn doing it because Lynn has the means to do it.
sure.
It's hard for me to be critical of Lynn because his volunteer team is so awesome. And like, I thought it was, I think it's cool when Lynn innovates because he obviously puts thought into it.
Yes,
Like
that's
the Go
true. I
Ruck
agree with
challenge,
that one.
it wasn't just throwing shit at a wall and hoping it
Nope.
sticks.
Nope, definitely
He's
not.
gonna run it awesome no matter what. So like it's really hard for me to be critical because he's bringing so much attention to sport and like offering such a large platform. But it's like events like, and like again, I'm not putting a dig at anyone, but like I think back to like USS Nationals this year, that lever deadlift ladder where you had to like hook and unhook.
Yeah.
Like it's like I don't like that. But like I like innovation. That's just me personally, you
Yeah.
know. If you
And I
have the
think,
means to do it, that's great. But I think you, okay, a couple things. I always think about the volunteers. Like, how hard am I making the volunteers' life? It already sucks for the weekend. They're giving up all their time, effort, all this stuff just to help us run a comp, right? We see it at 580R shows. So, can I pick events that are cool and fun for the competitors, but also the volunteers are good? But then on the other hand, can the keep the athletes your Let me say this. Let me try to say this as clearly as possible. The level we're at in Strongman, no matter what level, if you're a novice or if you're at OSG, you are the funding of the sport right now. And the model in America, that is how Strongman pays out their athletes. That's how they afford equipment. That's how you afford everything. is entry fees. So keep the athletes in mind. That's why I don't love really cute events like where I see Dante having to do like a six event, six
event six, press medley, six yeah, implement,
six implement. Sorry, I just like blacked out.
Yeah,
six implement press medley with like obscure stuff. It's like that sucks.
What it sucks for the loading. It sucked for the loading last year, and it was kind of a shit show at the Arnold.
And it's like, what do I do now? Like what is like? And Dante's spoiled. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but
yeah,
like,
we have
there's not a lot of places where you can go and have like. We can now do like we're adding another lane by our turf to do carries. Like, where can you realistically do 380-foot carries at one time, and also in the back do six event
press medley,
six implement press medley, and have two plat? Like, not a lot of people. We are the exception, not the rule. You know, strongman is predominantly trained out of garages, out of commercial gyms, like. I like keeping the athletes in mind too. It's like a deadlift for reps
is like,
wouldn't hurt.
The other thing is too is like I'd be curious. Obviously, I'm not doing the Arnold. I didn't qualify, but like the thing is that like how do you approach that from a competitor standpoint? Do you set up six implements every time you do this press medley, or is it like okay, I'm not so good at, and I think most people wouldn't be good at pressing a sandbag because not very many people do that. A keg, a dumbbell, or like. Do you spend more time on the individual implements that you need to be more familiar with? Do you train the six implements all at the same time? You know, it's a little bit different, and I'm kind of curious on that too. You know,
the way I approach it as a coach is like I'll have them. I won't even say that because it depends so much on the person.
Yes, I agree.
Like if
agree.
You're, you know, like you have to be honest with yourself. I think as a competitor, where it's like, okay. Are you just trying to get the first implement?
Yeah.
You know, like then work on that first implement. Like if you're going to be happy just getting through that first one, work on that. If you're like an exceptional athlete that you know you're going to finish the press medley, you're going to have to practice a press medley probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're expecting to get through six.
Sure.
It's really, really hard. It's
And the other thing that I like about like the result of an event like that, right? You go through, everybody does the same event. And whoever comes out on tops probably truly is the best presser, right? Like, I think that's a cool distinction that you don't necessarily get to see when you're just doing, I don't know, a max log, right? Like, you might be really good at log, getting a good max rep, but like if you're doing an 80% of your max rep, going for reps, and like somebody else might be a lot better at that, you know? And some of that parity is like what makes it somewhat interesting. But I will say that part, I do like that. Like, if you can get through this thing pretty quick, you're probably the best one here, without a doubt.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
So
I think, And I also do think, like, obscure events, not even obscure, like, maybe, like, events that aren't as prevalent in shows, like maybe, like, a Fingle Fingers.
Yeah.
Or even just doing your first. I think it's cool to train events that you've never got to train before.
Sure.
Like, yeah, we all have trained yoke. We've all trained log. We've all trained farmers. That's awesome. And like, that is what you probably should spend the most of your time in event wise. Cause that's going to be the most,
you're going to see it the most. Yeah.
You're going to see it the most 100%. But like, it is fun to get and to train something new. Like I had I'm not gonna lie. I had a blast training the Go Ruck medley for OSG.
Yeah.
Like it was new. It was fun. I thought it was like an event that was maybe funner for like a smaller weight class athlete, like an 80 or a 90.
Big boys gonna be huffing.
Big boys didn't like it. They complained and called it CrossFit, but whatever. But but no, like I think there is the flip side where it's like it's cool because strongman at its core is unfamiliar, odd objects, right?
Yeah.
So
the other thing too is like, and this is kind of more for us, like us three. I'd be curious what other people think too, but like if you see a show that has an obscure event, we're calling it obscure just for the general description, right? List of maybe two of the five events are obscure versus a show that is five blue blood. This is what strongman is. Does that change how you look at the show? I'd be curious what people think about that. Like do you go, oh, like that event's weird. I don't really like that. Would you rather do this show because it's five true blue blood events? You know what I mean? Like, what do you guys think about that? I'm just curious.
See, I like blue blood events. I like events that are going to get me stronger. That's just me. Like, And like I said, like I really like, so I'll use an example. I'm doing a show like kind of as like a tune-up, fun, whatever you want to call it, show, just as a 200 not cutting this spring. And I picked a show that's not far from home, but I love the events. I thought they were cool, true blue blood events with something that is new to me. I've never really got to train for a truck pull. So there's a truck pull in this show. So that's kind of like, I like a good balance. I like maybe like four. And then, yeah, a truck pull is a blue blood strongman event, but it's not that prominent because it's so hard to run. So, like, this show has stones, log, a deadlift, and
Farmers.
farmers, and a yoke, farmers yoke medley. So
Yeah.
literally like four of the most true, and then a truck pull.
You can even say five because you have
Yeah,
five implements, right?
right.
Like,
So I guess that answers my question. I would rather ones that are gonna be easier for me to train. I'm probably gonna benefit from it a lot more because it's gonna have more carryover to future shows.
sure.
That's just me,
What do you
you
think,
know?
Dante? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Like if you see it, like, you does it push you away? Does it go, ooh, that event's kind of interesting? Is, you know what I mean? What do you think?
Honestly, it almost pushed me away signing up for the Arnold because I really didn't want to deal with that 6 implement medley and
Is it
the
more
same.
because of the setup for training?
See, that doesn't bother me that much because I live so
Okay.
close to the gym. But if I live further away from the gym, it might have
Yeah.
impacted me a little bit because I'm
Yeah.
already there too much half the time, anyways. But,
It's also too like keep hold that thought, but like I'll never be critical of someone if they can run and promote the show effectively. Like if they have the most obscure events, but you're like, that dude's gonna do it and he does it well every time, like what I said about Lynn. But
right.
like Dante said, and I'm not being critical. I mean, I guess I am being critical, but like I'm not being a dick. But it's like last year we had a 6 implement loading medley and it really struggled.
Yeah. Yeah,
Just to
they
be
changed
completely
some
frank.
stuff and it took way too long than I thought it would, but
Yeah.
So it's like
I don't know.
now
That
that
that's the thing too. It's like Arnold's a big show and that's really why I want to do it. Just because you're gonna
Yeah.
get better from doing these big shows, but at the same time, it's just like I just hope it gets better because like if we just keep doing stuff like that and it just never gets better, it's going to be like really just
Yeah.
pushing me away further and further. Like why would I want to do the Arnold if I know it's going to be like horribly ran? I'm not saying it's going to be horribly ran, but like what if it was?
Yeah,
Like, and then I could be doing like an Olympic, the Olympic City Pro-Am with Frawley instead, like around the same
Right.
time, the other big
And
show.
that's kind of what made me think of it, right? Is like I'm prepping for the Olympic City Pro-Am, Daunt, which is right, a log ladder, a heavy yoke, heavy stones, heavy farmers, and an axle deadlift from the floor. Well, a nine
That's
inch
cool.
axle deadlift.
Yeah,
But
that's cool.
like those are blue blood events. And like I'm not saying like obviously if I qualified for the Arnold, I'd more than likely be competing at the Arnold. But like
Right.
it's a kind of a contrast there to see like, okay, you know, now that's not to say some of the events that you're doing and setting up for are not blue blood, right? Like a squat's
It's
pretty common, might be a little bit different.
yeah, but
A
if
little
squat's common, but like when you don't even know how it's going to be set up and you're
exactly.
6 weeks out, that
It's a little
sucks.
different.
I mean, I do understand, like if you just get better at squatting, it's gonna help a lot.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
there is, it's something I have learned a lot in the last like 5 years in strongman that I was very naive to when I started, is specificity leading into an event does help significantly.
Oh,
Like
yeah, for sure.
using a Cerberus sandbag, like how it's gonna be at the show, is it
Yep,
helps.
for sure.
Like having access to equipment helps. I don't care what anyone says. I mean,
Yeah,
obviously being
without a
strong
doubt.
is the number one, but having access to equipment, it does really help. So that's why I like picking events that like, I mean, look at Bridge, for example. Like it's a frame carry and a yoke. It's a deadlift. It's a log and an axle. It is a
Sandbag
sandbag.
and sandbag your shoulder.
Yeah. And it's like stuff like if you are involved in strongman, you're probably gonna have access to that equipment
Sure.
at least once a week. Like you're gonna have, you know what I mean? So that's how I
Yeah.
try. I mean, I props to the people, like I always reference this, but like USS Nationals, that's a big show. And like they just, in my opinion, just crushed it with events.
This year coming up.
So yes,
Yeah,
this
like
year. 2024. 2023
exactly.
was horrible. It
Yeah,
was
like,
horrible. 2021, 2024, Circus dumbbell, yoke walk, deadlift, sandbag to shoulder and carry, and stone over bar.
stunts.
It's like,
And I think I think people see those events and they go, yes, like that's what I want to see. You know what I mean?
It is insane how many people are signed up for USS Nationals.
There's a lot of people signed up. Is that what you said?
Dude, there are already 355 competitors signed up, and it's not till June.
Yeah. There's going to be more, too.
Oh, it's capped at 500. There's only 140 spots left. 145 spots. That's crazy.
Yeah, cool. I like that, though, like you were saying. There's going to be so many people, but the events are much more simple. So,
I mean, dude, in theory,
it's going to go quicker.
Yeah, if I ever had the opportunity to run a Nationals or a huge, like, Bridge is big. It's big for a local, regional, whatever, but it's not the level. Like, it's very hard to be critical of someone who runs USS Nationals with 500 people. Like, that is a task. But in my opinion, I would be like, man, I am making these as simple as possible because we're going to have 500 people.
Yeah.
Like, I would pick a yoke, a deadlift for reps, a log press, or an axle press for reps. Like, I would just do it as...
Which is pretty much what they've done.
Yeah, you can make them fun, too, without being too creative.
100%. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can make events fun. I think I would have more fun going to an event and it being ran well than, like, an event looking fun on paper. Does that make sense? Like, sure. We're going to do this crazy event that no one's ever done, but it runs like crap.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool that you had the idea, but you're so far from executing. I would have rather just done a yoke run and been done with the show in 5 or 6 hours.
And that's one thing. That's truly one thing that I would say. And again, Lynn does a great job. I'm not taking a dig at him, but when I watched the frame to Denny Stone, Nicholstone, whatever they're referring to it as, I would honestly have rather have seen somebody do a frame down and back. Because the end of that race, when people are neck and neck, is insanely exciting. Not to say that no one was ever exciting, but like the races that were there were exciting. But the Nicholstones aren't exactly the most, what do I want to say, exciting event, because you're waddling like a duck or a penguin. You know what I mean? Like it's hard to move with good speed. And obviously the people that did move with good speed did well in the event. I get all that.
Yeah.
But like seeing the guys run down and run back with a frame and they're finishing and crossing the line at the same time. Like, I think I'd rather seen that than the Denny Stone walk. Truthfully. That's just my opinion.
I so badly wish that the Denny Stone would have gotten left in 2023.
And it's at the Arnold again.
It's everywhere. It's not even the Arnold. It's like everywhere. We've talked about on this pod for like the 3 years we've done it, but like there's always that event that randomly catches fire for the entire year. Yeah. And it's Denny Stones this year.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, it just won't go away.
I'd rather the 13-inch axle come back.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think Denny Stones is such a horrible event. I think it is one of the worst events I've ever seen in Strongman. That's my opinion. I don't really, that's, people probably love it, but I hate it. I think it's stupid.
Walking
with Denny Stones is even dumber. Just I'm being honest. I think Denny Stones sucks.
That's why everyone's allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But so, yeah, man, yeah. I don't know.
I'd be curious what other people have to say. So if you have any thoughts, please share.
Definitely, you know? Man.
Yeah, do you guys like the events that like Denny Stones? Like,
do you like obscure events or do you like blue blood traditional strongman events? I'm curious.
Like, I like watching obscure events like in World's Strongest Man. Like that kind of level. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's they execute it so well.
It's because there's like 20 people. They can just take their time. They do like two events every, like one day a week. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And it just works that way.
I'm on a huge kick of rewatching all the World's Strongest Man. Some guy uploads them on YouTube. So if you want to watch
them,
there's
a channel. Yeah.
It's incredible, like, the production. Like, we do chirp World Strongest Man sometimes because it's not live and we're salty. But, like, it is truly insane, like, the level of production and thought they put into the implements. Like, it is truly unmatched.
Yeah.
Like, what that team does, like.
And when you say we chirp them, it's literally just because we can't watch it live.
Yeah, it's just out of bitterness, and I do understand. Like, if someone was, like,
you know.
If someone was, like, you can't release the winners of Bridge for 3 months and I'm going to give you $20,000, I'd be like, yes, sir.
Right.
People can tell you what happened, but I'm not going to tell you, and we're not going to promote what happens, and we're just going to act like it happened now. Happened 3 months
You remember when they were trying to watch it live and they found that like that boardwalk cam? You
Oh
can like
yeah,
see us.
Myrtle Beach.
That's what I'm
That was
imagining people will
fun.
do at Bridge. Like they'll like try to find like a
I will
traffic
say,
cam for the outside.
I wish, I don't know why, but watching all the old World Strongest Man, like I'm back in, like I'm in like 2009, I think right now, and like I wish they'd go back to all these obscure countries.
Yeah.
It was so, it was like kind of like, it's cool to see like, what country were they in that it was like, but they used to go to literally like almost like basically third world countries,
Yeah.
and do and I'm sure there's a major reason for like coming to the United States. It may, it seemed like the turnout was amazing this year, so props to them. Like I'm sure it's working out, but it was like cool to see like a country that doesn't really understand strongman, and like the whole like town or village or whatever would come out, and they'd be so, you watch these people's reactions, and they were so amazed. Like they'd never seen a human as big as Brian Shaw or Thor.
Yeah, they're not very many.
Yeah, right. So
There's not very many of
it was
them,
just
so
something, it was like a different feel about it. Like it
for
was,
sure.
I don't know, but I also do like that it's in America. And Giants Live, the World Deadlift Championships, is
Vegas.
in Vegas this year.
Yep. That's
Probably
cool.
not, probably won't break 1105 again.
No, probably not, but
It is so crazy. Like
it's
that
cool that it's
lift.
coming back to the States. That's
For
awesome.
sure. But that lift, I think Thor's lift, Thor and Eddie's deadlifts, I know it's like a highly debated, but I do truthfully think they're the two greatest lifts in strongman history. Because what no matter what side of the fence you're on, like, dude, they offered Thor an insane amount of money to do it at his gym. And it was in an unprecedented time where we were in the state of a pandemic in the world. So you couldn't go out. There were no sports on really besides like the NBA bubble. And it gave everyone something to watch. Yeah, he did his home gym, but that 1105 deadlift, the 50 whatever. Dude, how long it's been people have been trying to break it every year since and really haven't come close, to be honest. The what's his name? The Tardiv Markov. What's that? Whatever that guy's name is. He
Markov.
was
He was too close.
the closest. He got it to his knee. But like
Do you think that's because people just try it too often and too much and they don't have time to like actually build up and train for that?
well, I think they only try it the once a year at the deadlift championship.
I know what you're saying though, Dante. Like I think less is more. Like maybe contest it every 3 years. You know what I mean? Versus like having the Giants Live Deadlift Championship
Because
every
like peaking
year.
for a deadlift like that, like try and do that,
Well, it's
you're
you
out of
can't.
commission for like 3 months from like
Well,
deadlifting another.
you literally can't do anything else. Like if you're trying to break a number that's that insane, you're talking about a 505 kilo deadlift.
Did Thor and Eddie both not do that? Like, did they not only do that? I mean, they
Didn't
focus,
Eddie
like
do it
their
in the
training was
show?
highly dedicated to doing
No, they both
that.
definitely just dedicated just to
That's
that.
what I'm saying. Like,
Yeah.
expecting someone to do it just through a normal prep when people
Yeah,
are
it's never
highly
going to happen.
dedicating themselves, it's not, like
I
the levels.
just, I
So.
think it just speaks to how insane that record is because it stood, it's been tried, it's been contested so many times and it's just not even coming close right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
So,
we're talking the difference between Eddie and Thor, 2 pounds. So, like,
yeah, right.
you, I mean, pick whichever one you like better. Okay. If it's 1102 or 1104, whichever the difference is, then either way, no one's coming close to either of those numbers.
Right.
If we're just being completely honest.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, if you watch, I was watching like the 2018 Arnold. I think the world record deadlift in strongman that year was like 1026.
Really?
Like
Wow.
how far, or like 1030. You know, it was like it wasn't even at 1050 yet.
Was
The
that when Jerry
world
Pritchett
record.
got the American one?
Yeah, they broke, I believe they broke Jerry Pritchett's record at the 2018 Arnold. And now, and then, you know, for Eddie and Thor to take it over 1100 is, it's crazy.
Well, I think Eddie made it a personal mission to be like, I want to deadlift 500 kilos. Like, he wasn't like, I want to set the deadlift record. Obviously, he did feel that way. But I think he also said, I want to deadlift 500 kilos. It wasn't
Yeah.
like, I'm just going to break the record, So.
I think Eddie almost like did it right, man. Like he went. He won his World Strongest Man, and then he focused on like getting healthier again. And like obviously, like he's doing all these shticks now, like boxing and stuff like that. But I mean, you can't really fault a person for making money. Honestly, man, like if someone tells me I can box Dante for $500,000, dude, we're gonna box. Like,
We're
I'm
gonna
sure
box.
Dante's gonna box too. Like,
I mean,
we're gonna box. It's
yeah. I mean, if you
Eddie
guys
and
want to see that,
Thor.
pay us up. We'll be glad. We're glad they do it.
Eddie and Thor box for literally life-changing money. Like, people don't realize that.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they're gonna. Anyone would. Anyone would.
right? I do think it's hilarious that like Brian Shaw retired from Strongman because he's old, and then he signs up for MMA. It's like you're picking the only other sport that can literally beat you up probably worse.
Dude, they're probably just
But
bored.
again, money, boredom. And also you got to remember, people like that are wired so much differently. Like
They
Brian
got to
Shaw
have
is one of
something to
the
do.
Brian Shaw is one of the greatest strength athletes of all time. Literally one of the greatest of all time in strength discipline. That guy is wired different. You don't get that way being a normal human being.
Yeah, and
So, you know,
then.
he comes down from winning four World's Strongest Men, and he's realized he probably isn't going to win another one. He needs something to do. So Dante's 100% right. Like, you need something. You don't just compete your whole life, and then
And
like he
just
played
hang
college
out
basketball, and then
and
just
just
like
go sit at
I'm just
home.
going to go hang out with my
Water,
wife for
you know?
20 hours a
Yeah.
day.
He's gonna pick up gardening or something in Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need something. I mean, look at Mariusz Pujanowski. He went to MMA, like
Right.
actually had like a long career.
He's looking good. I heard,
He's
wasn't it
always looked good.
him or Mitchell Hooper and Brian Shaw supposed to have like some four-way fight or something? Wasn't
I hear
that
all
like a
this
thing?
different stuff. I don't
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see when it actually arises, but no, it's that sparked a great conversation. That was a topic that Frawley was kind of talking about. I guess like a long way of saying like what are your like what's your criteria when you look at a strongman show and you decide if you're going to sign up or not? What's your criteria? But you know, the other thing we're talking about, and it's crazy because I've been hearing it a lot lately, like the last like 6 months to a year, is someone, whether it's a, I'm not throwing anyone on the bus, whether it's a client, a gym member, someone I just, you know, we all have our strongman friends on Instagram and stuff like that, but saying like, I don't want to sign up for this show because I might not win. And it's like a topic. Dante said something in the last thing that actually reminded me that segmented to this very well. Oh, Dante said it perfectly. Like, this is my attitude. And I'm again trying to get discourse from people that listen, but he said, I'm gonna do the Arnold because it's a big show and I'm gonna get better doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish I would have dove into that mindset earlier. Literally, like my second year in Strongman, I wish I would have just said, screw it, and just signed up for the big. I qualified for nationals every year I did it, and I didn't do it till my third or fourth year in competing. I wish I would have went to the first nationals I did qualify for, the second national I did, and just
Just
done it.
think about going to a nationals and like the difference of a local show to a national show, like the difference levels. And like when you go to the national level, you get pulled up, right? Like you're pulling yourself up to that level.
Yeah.
And like now that becomes a normal thing for you because you're competing at that level. Like,
Yeah.
so the next time you do a local show, you're kind of probably going to have a little bit better time handling the weights, the loads, you know, the events. And then you're just, it snowballs. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, like
I mean, I think about, you know, Dante and I, like the first national we went to, got our asses kicked.
Dude, I got freaking buried.
I won the next year. I won
Yeah.
that same nationals in the same federation the next year. Like, and like just the little things, like Dante, I'm sure you have examples of things you learned at 2021 nationals, but like mine, meeting Andrew Haines, talking to Andrew Haines, like he kicked my teeth in on a sandbag toss. I just tossed sandbags next to Andrew Haines my first nationals in the lane directly next to him with like my entire family watching, and he's done with all five before I finish my second. You
Yeah.
know, but then like just being able to talk to him, meet him, pick stuff up from him. You see the better guys in your class. How do they carry themselves in warm up? And what do
Yep.
they do at the rules meeting? How are they like that guy's way bigger than me? I mean, look at Dante was a 265,
Yeah.
but he looked, but he
Yeah.
well, it, yeah, it was a subclass that you know you were a super heavyweight,
Yeah.
and but Dante walking around looked like the good 231s. So that was when the light bulb went off in Dante's head. Hey, maybe I need to learn better nutrition. how to properly water cut and take a whole year, and then next year go to 231s. And then like the next year he's like top 15 in nationals, you know, at 231.
Right.
So you just learn.
I guess like I'm still
you
learning.
Learn stuff. You should you learn stuff every no matter the time. Size of the show. You should learn stuff at every show. But I do think my whole point is, and I've used this quote a million times, probably to you two directly, but I'd rather be the small fish in a big pond than be the big fish in a small pond.
Yep.
And I think if you limit yourself, and dude, if you just want to have fun and go to just local shows, that's great. But like, I think getting out of that mindset, getting out of that like comfortability of, and go to a huge show or a bigger show from whatever level you're at, you will learn so much more. And it's going to make you 10 times better of an athlete.
Yeah, no doubt. Like when you're doing that with the event disciplines, and the event disciplines are weights that are 70% of your max on the event, it's like, okay, are you really pushing yourself to actually get better? Or is it just like going through the motions of the events to try to, you know, work through? And is your goal to win a local show, or is your goal to try to win national? Right? Yeah. Like, there's a
or is your goal to be the best strongman you can be? Because I guarantee, like, if you pick a show with some weights that scare you, you're gonna get a hell of a lot stronger in that rep than me personally, I think a lot of people like this mentally. Like, if I have an event at a show coming up and I know I can do 20 reps on it, I don't really care.
Nope.
Like, what's the point of me? Like, I don't even need to train that event. I'm gonna do 20 freaking reps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Cause some local shows have weight measures that are super light.
Yeah.
And like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's good for the right audience, right? Like, but if you're the guy who's like, okay, I'm going to do this local show because I'm going to go win. But if I see somebody else on there and, oh, that guy might beat me, oh, maybe I won't go then. Like, that's like, it's a competition. The competing is the whole point. Also, you could go be like, man, that guy might beat me. But then you could go, you compete, you finish five events, and you beat that guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and then you go, wow, I thought that I wasn't, there's no way I could have beat that guy.
Yeah.
And then
the show's or even like you beat him in one event. Like, oh, this guy got top five at nationals. You beat him in an event. That's cool.
It's good, right? It might be one of their worst events, obviously, but like, you still beat him. You know, and you realize that everybody has their strengths, everybody has their weaknesses, everybody has their in between. It's all about bringing the full package up, right? Mm-hmm. And signing up for the local show, big fish in a small pond, probably not going to pull up your whole package, right?
Not at all.
Pushing the top end of your limits, probably going to bring up your full package.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's levels to it depending on where you're at. Like, you may just now have competed in your first open show. It's like, well, then pick another local open show that has slightly heavier weights.
Yeah.
And then
find a regional.
Yeah. Find a regional. Go to the regional. There's going to be good people there.
Yep.
There's gonna be really good people there.
Yep.
And be like, hey, man, I want to just go and then next year, hey, I'm going to do nationals now. And then it's like, just a cycle of just continuously going to a bigger show. And then like for me this year at OSG, I had no expectations of how I was going to do.
How could you?
You could have told me I got top 10. You could have told me I got 13th, which I did. You could have told me I got 25th. I would have been happy either way.
Right.
But I just like, even just in like OSG was 2 months ago almost now. It's like, I feel like I'm a 10 times better athlete just from going to my first OSG.
And you will.
Yeah. And like, I think Dante going and seeing this year and getting to be backstage, I think that even shows him things like just being there, volunteering, like stuff like that, like can help too. So
it's like,
I don't know.
It's like what they say, you are who you surround yourself with. So
100%. That's a great point. No, it's just, go ahead, Frawley.
Like, if you look around, to Dante's point, you look around the room, everybody's doing, I don't know, everybody can do at a middleweight. Middleweight pressers in the OSG world probably hitting 320 log, right? Lots of them are. Right? You look around the room.
What do you think? Even 400s, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like even middle of the road guys are hitting over 300 pounds. And you look around, and you're like, man, all these guys can do that. And now it makes it human, right? It makes it human to see somebody go in and do these weights that you're directly competing against. You're exposed to it. It's like, you know, the goldfish grows to the size of the tank, right?
No, that's false.
You put yourself in a bigger tank, put yourself in a bigger tank.
Don't get
you're gonna
Dante started with it.
grow. So yeah, I mean, I agree, man. It's just it to your point too, Josh. It also depends what your goals are. If your goals are just to go and have fun and strongman, then don't stress yourself out with whatever, right? But like, if you want to go to the next level, to this level, then just level up. Staying and competing at shows that aren't challenging isn't really benefiting you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. No, I think those are amazing topics this week. I think there's like a ton to, that's probably our best episode we've done in a long time. Just like natural, those things kind of just naturally came up. I'd be very curious. I would love if people would like kind of comment, even if you don't want to comment, I get it. DM us.
Yeah,
Like,
we have a Q&A thing on Spotify too, so interact
oh,
with that.
yeah. Good,
Yeah, that's cool. Good idea.
good point. We actually had a couple, we had some like reviews pop up in there. If people review our pod, Dante, they come up.
Yeah,
Saw a
I see
couple
the,
come up.
yeah.
But yeah, you can actually go into our Spotify and we see it on our back end. Like, so you can comment even on our Spotify. Like, yeah, I do. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I like this. But definitely let us know. Like, when you are going to sign up for a strongman competition and you see the events, what are your criteria? What pushes you away? What makes you sign up? I want to know that. Also, you know, be that small fish in a big pond. Don't forget to be that. I think, you know, not to toot our own horn, but I think since 580 opened 3 years ago, I think that's what a lot of people that compete in strongman have seen, this consistent, almost linear strength gain. It's because you're always seeing people do new stuff. We had a 200, they hit a 225 circus. I see that and I'm like, dude, I need to kick that guy's ass. Like, I see, you know, like we have Kucharski, Gus, and Frawley who are all in the same class, and they get to train together around each other. And like, you know, Frawley sees Gus pull 800, or you know, Frawley and Kucharski both hitting like a three, you know, high threes log. Like,
It just
you know,
becomes
like
normal,
just
right?
seeing people, like just being at a gym that we're lucky because we're at a gym where there's a lot of strong people who are all pushing each other to be stronger.
But
So
if only I had a middleweight to train with.
yeah, I finally found an 80 kg
I mean,
to
you're
train with
basically a
already.
super heavyweight. Yeah. I'd
It's true.
rather train at the big boys anyways. I'll get better.
Ask your
So
nutrition coach about that, Dante. When
yeah.
his eyeballs almost popped out of his head on the
That was
podcast,
so
when you told
funny.
him what you weighed.
I'm doing great right now. Just
Anyway.
weight literally can't stay on me right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I really appreciate everyone's support of the pod. Like, it's crazy. We're still going 3 years later. And it's fun. There's always stuff to talk about. And you know, I think 2024 is gonna be an awesome year for the pod. We already had on Ross. That nutrition episode I thought was really good. I'd actually like to get him on again because I always get done with the pod and I'm like, man, I should ask that guy this. I think nutrition is like a super underrepresented topic.
Yeah.
And I it's crazy. I don't think we exclaimed it hard enough in the episode, but people are very, very clueless and uneducated with water cuts. Like it's scary because it's not a thing, like it's not a thing you just do. I mean, yeah, okay, you do like a 2 or 3 pound water cut. Like, that's not really a water cut. But like, you have athletes just like, they're like, oh, this guy at my gym did a 18 pound water cut. I'm gonna do it. Like, people just, it's too normalized now where people don't understand. And then they go to do their first water cut and you see it. How often do you see it? Oh, I tried. I did everything I could. I couldn't make it. And it's like, but then you ask them how they did it, how they went about their water cut. And you're like, oh, that's probably not how. I'm not a nutritionist, but that's not how I would recommend it. So I think it'd be cool maybe once a quarter to get like Ross on and just talk about nutrition because it's cool and underrepresented. But yeah, we had Amelia on last week. I thought it went really cool. And I'd love if you guys have guest recommendations, we'd always like to talk to more cool people in Strongman. So I think next week Tom Hibbert will be on. So if anyone has coaching questions for Tom, he's crazy, a crazy coach. So yeah, let us know what coach is. We appreciate it. I don't know if you guys have anything else to say this episode.
Wrap
Make
it
sure you're
up.
following us on Instagram. Follow Dante's new production company. I'm excited to see Dante stream next week. That's
I really
a
don't
good
know
one.
how much I'm gonna post on that. Mainly it's just like a platform to like
Yeah.
Follow it
Use it,
but yeah, we'll see what
but
happens.
if you know, the cool thing about Dante, we've talked about it for years, that he can offer is maybe he's not charging you the highest. He can offer it like a really good serviceable live stream for, yeah, the big shows like PSL this weekend, but like a local show, and I don't want to speak too much for you, Dante, but like a pretty
By all means.
affordable, relatively affordable option for a really good live stream, especially for a local level show. So
Yeah,
like
like
if
I'm
you're a
not,
promoter,
like I enjoy doing this stuff too. So it's like, especially if I know people doing the show, and I'd probably go and be there anyways. I don't mind just like doing like a little
well, it's
basic
like,
little stream or something.
local promoters are already pinching pennies just to like, for sure, it's awards, a venue, stuff like that. And like so many people have friends and family that want to watch, but they can't go to this show or that show. And like Dante, just having that live stream on YouTube is awesome.
You hear it
Like,
every time.
yeah. So, yeah, make sure you buy Grip Mountain Chalk horsepower. You guys
Probably
go to
checking out.
Shopify. We have our shirts on there and hoodies on there and stuff too. So check that out, 580barbell.com. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week for episode 162.
Go Steelers.